You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Happy get over the hump day to you. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night, early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental assistants, dental workers out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers, all my UPS workers, UPS drivers, FedEx workers, FedEx drivers, early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Hope you all are feeling good here on a hump day. Also, before we really get into the thick of it, have to say this. Our guy Day-Day is solo dolo on the steakhouse today. So shout out to our girl Noelle in the building. And this is the first time in a long time we've had a West Georgia Wednesday here on the Hometown Take. So shout out to Noelle for hanging out with us. Appreciate her holding it down behind the glass. And it's always good to have two West Georgia Wolves holding it down in the Kia studios right now. But a lot to get into this morning. We will let you hear plenty of audio from Kirby Smart here in the coming minutes, because there are a few I definitely want you to hear, and there's a few I definitely want you to, where I want to give you my thoughts. But before we get into that, I definitely want to talk about the All-Star game last night, the AL taking down the NL 5-3 in the Midsummer Classic. And look, it was really a fairly entertaining game. Got a couple of homers, got some other hits, got some good pitching as well. So just to give you a quick recap of what went down, top of the third inning, I'm actually seeing it again on the TV right now. Shohei Ohtani, Dodgers, right now just designated hitter. Obviously, he'll start pitching again next year, but Dodgers designated hitter Shohei Ohtani hits a three-run blast in the top of the third inning to put the NL up early 3-0. Well, guess what? The AL answered right back. Juan Soto hits a two-run RBI double in the bottom half of the inning, and then David Fry hits an RBI single later on in that inning to tie it up at 3. Then, how about Jarren Duren for the Boston Red Sox? He's been coming on the scene as of late. He hits the go-ahead two-run homer for the AL in the bottom of the 6th inning to put the American League up for good, and Jarren Duren did win the AL MVP. And he was a first-time All-Star, too, by the way. So, special night for the Boston Red Sox center fielder. And he became the first Red Sox player, by the way, since J.D. Drew in 2008, and the 5th in franchise history to earn the game's MVP award, named after Ted Williams, the great Ted Williams, who was a 19-time All-Star and the consensus greatest player in Red Sox history. So, excuse me, big honor there for Jarren Duren. But, again, pretty entertaining game as far as what our Braves did. We had some solid performances out there by the Braves. Marcell Ozuna did only get one at-bat, and he did ground out to shortstop in that one at-bat. So, not much happening for Marcell. But our guy Max Fried, Mad Max, he pitched the second inning. He pitched the full inning, did give up a leadoff walk, but after that got 3 straight outs, so had a pretty clean inning of work. Mad Max did, and so that was good to see. And Reynaldo Lopez, he pitched as well, only pitched a third of an inning. He got the final out in the bottom of that 6th inning after, you know, the damage had already been done by Jarren Duren. He's not the one that gave it up, but Jarren Duren, again, going yard, but Reynaldo Lopez came in and closed it out in the bottom of the 6th. He struck out Kansas City Royals catcher Salvador Perez swinging. So that was good to see as well. Those are the only 3 Braves in action. Obviously, Chris Sale was an All-Star as well. However, he pitched on Sunday, so we already knew he was not going to be pitching in the All-Star game. But he was there. He was there for the vibes. He was there for the vibes and there for the fun. And again, really, that's what it comes down to, being able to have fun, having a good experience, and really having a memory and a moment that you'll never forget. So hopefully Marcell, who, again, even though he got first round in the home run derby, even though he only got one at bat and didn't do much with that at bat, hopefully he had himself a great time. This was the first time he was an All-Star in a while. Hopefully Max Fried, who finally got to pitch in an All-Star game. He's been an All-Star before, but this first time he actually got to pitch in an All-Star game. Hopefully he had a good time. Again, good inning of work after giving the leadoff walk, giving up only, or not giving up anything after that, and getting 3 straight outs. And then Reynaldo Lopez striking out the only batter he faced as well, too. So I'm sure all our Bravos that were involved in the All-Star game and the All-Star festivities over the past few days had a good time. And that's what matters most. And hopefully Chris Sale enjoyed the vibes as well. It looked like he was having a good time at the home run derby. But next year, don't forget, All-Star game here in the ATL at Truist Park. And so now all eyes shift towards that. And obviously the Braves are getting ready, are finishing their season. They're in the midst of a season, trying to make the postseason, trying to win another World Series championship. But also some people in that organization starting to get stuff ready for the All-Star game next year, because it'll be here before you know it. It'll be here before you know it. So good vibes at the All-Star game. Most importantly, nobody got hurt. Nobody tweaked anything. There was nothing like that. So all fun, all vibes. And again, the AL tops the NL in the 94th edition of the All-Star game. Final score again was 5-3. All right. While we have a couple of minutes here, I do want to let you hear one or two pieces of audio from Kirby Smart. The main one that I want you to hear is kind of what the elephant in the room was, and he didn't address it right away. He kind of addressed it after, I think, his main press conference, but he did address it. He did talk to the media about it. You all know what I'm talking about. The driving incidents, the speeding, the racing, the reckless driving, all of the things that, unfortunately, Georgia Bulldogs players, some Georgia Bulldogs players, not all, but some, have been involved in. Kirby Smart did address it yesterday, and I'll just let you hear what the head coach had to say about it.
I think the number one thing is disappointed. Anytime you have a situation like that, you want your kids, your players, to make better decisions. And I always say you can't be outcome related, and I'm very disappointed in the outcomes, but I am very pleased with our process we put in terms of education, driver safety, requiring defensive driving, education, talking about it, having leaders stand up and talk about it, bringing speakers in and talk about it, suspending players, dismissing players, which we've done. I don't know to this point any coach in college football that suspended a player for a driving citation. We have, and we've also dismissed players based on driving citations. Nobody's done that.
You hear Kirby Smart saying, look, I'm disappointed in it, obviously, but I like what we're doing to try and now prevent it. We find players, which I'll get into more here momentarily, but he says we find players, we dismiss players, and we've been doing that more than any other program in college football. And look, one reason that the Bulldogs have done it more than any other program is because they're the main program that's having that issue. I mean, at least that we know of. And look, we're not obviously that invested in any other college football programs like that, but you don't really hear about any other teams having the driving incident issues that the Georgia Bulldogs are having. So I think maybe that's one reason why they're the main team that is doing that. But again, to Kirby Smart's point, they are one of the main teams doing that. And, you know, what is the formula to get them, to get players to stop doing this? Like, how do they get players to stop racing on the road? Stop racing, period. Stop illegally drag racing. How do they get players to not drive while under the influence of alcohol? Or, you know, how do they get them to just stop having these moments? Because it's only a matter of time until you unfortunately have another tragedy like you did a few years ago. And that is the absolute last thing that anybody wants. Nobody wants to hear about that. Nobody wants to, I don't want to have to talk about that. I just want to talk about how good the dogs are on the field. That's all I want to talk about when it comes to Kirby Smart and the dogs. I don't want to have to talk about more incidents, more issues, more tragedies. Like, that's not what we are here for. It's not what I'm here for. It's not the news I want to deliver to you. But if this continues to happen, again, it's just bound to happen, unfortunately. So whether it's finding players, dismissing players, not letting players play in games, suspending them for actual games, not just a half, but making them miss a whole game, whatever allows the players to have it sink in their minds to where it's like, okay, if I do this, I am going to not only hurt myself as far as not being able to get on the field, maybe not even being on the team anymore, but I'm going to hurt my team because I'm either not going to be available at all or I'm not going to be available for that game. So whatever it takes for it to sink in, for the message to sink into those players, do it, Kirby Smart. So if it's dismissing players, fine. If it's suspending players for a game, heck, multiple games, whatever it has to be, let it be that, because we just don't need this happening anymore. And hopefully this last incident was the last that we've heard of it, but we will just have to wait and see. But again, to give you the numbers quickly here before we go to break, there have been the UGA football program has been charged, or players or other members of the UGA football program have been charged by police for DUI, reckless driving, or speeding 24 times. 24 times in the last 18 months. And that's since the unfortunate, again, January 2023 car crash that obviously we know took the life of Devin Wilcock and Chandler LaCroix. 24 times in the last 18 months. That just simply cannot happen. So, again, whatever it takes to fix it, fix it. Fines, suspensions, dismissal, all of it. Whatever it takes. All right, when we come back here, 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, let's get some more sound bites in from Kirby Smart. Let's let you hear talking about the college football playoff format, the new college football playoff format, and how he feels about the SEC championship game as well. We'll let you hear it all next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday, a West Georgia Wednesday as well, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the.
You know how in football timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or dsw.com.
Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, getting the people from home to work in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS workers, UPS drivers, FedEx workers, FedEx drivers, airport workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers. Shout out to all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Day two of SEC Media Days was yesterday, and we heard from Kirby Smart, Carson Beck, and some other Georgia Bulldogs as well, but mainly want to let you hear from Kirby Smart, and we'll let you hear one from Carson Beck at some point as well, too. But main thing I want you to hear from Kirby Smart right now is he was talking about the college football playoff format, the new college football playoff format. Obviously, we are now going to a larger field, and Kirby Smart, he is very much in agreement with it.
Now there's this 12-team playoff. How, if at all, does that change the way you approach a season?
I think the approach becomes who can handle this adversity that hits during the season better. In the past, it was like one loss and your whole season's over, maybe two in some cases. Now, you know, that devastation can't impact your entire season. You can't let one loss cost you a chance at a playoff by letting the next week affect you. So it's going to be critical to see how teams manage it. I think the NFL experience I had where, an 8-8 season gets you in the playoff, that's not going to be the case. But you got to be able to advance and use losses to make your team better at the end of the season.
Yeah, he's absolutely spot on about that. Teams, especially in the SEC, and now with Texas and Oklahoma in the SEC, and we'll get to Kirby Smart talking about that here in just a minute, but especially in the SEC, it is just so hard, and it's going to be even harder now to go undefeated, which in the past you felt like you had to do, or one loss, if you got a lot of help, maybe two losses, that ends your season. You get more than two losses. Shoot, you probably get two losses and you're done. But now, with the expanded playoff, two losses and you're still very much alive for the playoff. Heck, you might even be alive to be a top five team. But in the SEC, it is going to be harder. With Texas and Oklahoma coming, there are no more divisions, so you're going to play everybody a lot more often. And look, while that is great for the game of college football, it is going to be harder. But look, Kirby Smart, he's not worried about it. And he actually looks forward to the opportunity, just like, again, he looks forward to the opportunity you just heard there of being able to use losses and, as you heard it, use adversity to be able to continue to coach his team up. And I think he's right about that. Again, and the other thing about it is, too, I think teams will be able to play more free, not to say that they'll be undisciplined or lackadaisical because they know they can now afford to have a loss, where in years past, obviously, they couldn't really afford that loss. But I think now you'll see teams play a little bit more free. And again, they won't feel as uptight, and it won't feel like you are going to have your season ended if you make one mistake or have one bad game, because those things do happen. And we may now, and well, for sure, we're going to get tougher schedules in the SEC just because of the expansion of the league. But now we might get tougher out-of-conference schedules, too, because You know, if you do play those tougher teams and the committee does take strength of schedule into consideration, if you have a tougher schedule and maybe you didn't have the best record, you're not going to get out of the playoff now. You're not going to get out of a 14 playoff. And if you still have a decent record, you'll be able to make the now expanded playoff. So maybe we'll get more tougher out-of-conference schedules too. Maybe not that much, especially in the SEC and for the Georgia Bulldogs specifically, because their conference schedule is going to be so tough already. So we'll see. But I think all around the expanded playoff is definitely for the good. Now, I don't know how much – I don't know if we should expand it too much more. I think we're good where we're at, but either way it goes, I do like the expanded playoff, and it's going to be a lot of fun, especially having home playoff games. Like, can you imagine? And hopefully the Bulldogs can get a bye, but still, having a home playoff game between the hedges, I mean, and just other places too, I mean, the atmosphere is going to be crazy. The environments are going to be insane, and insane in a good way. So I think it's nothing but good that can come out of this expanded playoff. Again, don't want to expand it too much, but right now seems like nothing but good to come out of this expanded playoff. There will be some blowouts, but that just comes with the territory. There are some blowouts in every single playoff game most of the time, except maybe in the NFL. But even in the NFL, it happens some too. All right. Speaking, and again, we've been talking a lot about, we mentioned there, Texas and Oklahoma coming to the SEC and how that's going to make things tougher for the SEC conference. But Kirby Smart, he's all about it because he says the dogs, they want to play the best.
As coaches, you want to play the best. And people forget that when you spent time in the NFL, every week was like that. So when Texas and Oklahoma came into the conference, every schedule was going to get harder. It wasn't going to get easier. It was going to get harder.
He's absolutely right. Not going to get any easier. It's only going to get harder, but the dogs, nothing they can't handle, in my opinion. And I think with Brent Venables there and with what Texas has been able to do and how they've been able to build up their program over the past few years and get to where they're at now, I mean, there's two really, really good additions for the conference, and there's going to be two tough teams coming in, especially, again, when Brent Venables really gets his guys in as far as recruits. And some of those defensive-minded players, and then those really good defensive guys. Once, and he'll have a good offense too, but you know, he'll shore up that Oklahoma defense. So it'll be good to see there. But yeah, I mean, Texas and Oklahoma coming to the SEC only makes it better, and it's going to make the SEC obviously a lot more fun to watch. It was plenty fun to watch already, but now it's going to be super, super fun to watch week in, week out, and then obviously the matchups going to be really fun to see week in, week out as well. All right, another thing I want you to hear Kirby Smart talk about, and it is the lay of the land in college football. Now I'm talking about NIL, because Kirby Smart, just like any college football coach, has to adjust to it, and he's been adjusting to it, and he talked about how he's adjusting to NIL and really just trying to understand NIL. And look, at the end of the day, that just comes with the territory of being a college football head coach now, and we've seen guys leave because of it. I mean, that probably is part of the reason Nick Saban was like, I'm ready to go. I'm not trying to deal with all this NIL stuff. And we've seen other college football coaches leave recently as well because of probably NIL and not wanting to have to really negotiate with players as far as, oh, this school said they were going to give me this much money, coach. You know, I might have to see what they're talking about if, you know, I can't get any more money here. And so, you know, you're used to having contract negotiations with NFL players, not college football players. So again, it's turned some college football coaches away, and one including, again, Nick Saban. But Kirby Smart, he's ready for it. And again, he talked about how he's just adjusting to it and understanding NIL. Here's Kirby talking about it.
I'm happy that these kids get an opportunity to improve their situation or make money and give back to their families or, in some cases, their communities. So that doesn't bother me at all. I have no problem navigating that. I've gotten
less attached and said, you know what, if it's better for that young man because of a financial difference between us and another school, I respect that decision and opinion they have to make. I have to worry about the players that we do get. Okay, and I worry about the ones that we do sign, that they're the right kind of kids and they're coming for the right reason. That includes money, but it's not just money.
And I think Kirby is absolutely spot on. At the end of the day, Kirby's smart, and where he has this Georgia Bulldogs program, they are going to get guys. They got five stars on five stars on five stars. Kirby, even in this NIL age, is having zero problems recruiting. Zero. Nada. Zilch. None. I mean, I'm sure there probably are some annoying things, and sure, you know, they've lost some recruits. Every team has lost some recruits. I mean, there have been kids that were going to go to another school, flip to Georgia, and vice versa. That's just what comes with the territory. But at the end of the day, if it really, to Kirby Smart's point, if it comes down to a guy wants to go somewhere else because of money, fine. And it seems like Kirby's like, you know what? If they're choosing another school over Georgia because of money, they probably weren't fit out for Georgia anyway. I kind of get that vibe from Kirby Smart as well. And I think that's the right approach to take. Hey, look, if you want to be here because of me. Be here because of the program. I'm going to have you in. Be here because of the winning that we're going to do, the winning culture that I'm going to put you in. Be here because I'm going to be able to put you in a position to make you a potential first-round NFL draft pick if you meet me halfway or if you put in the work that you're supposed to do as well. So if you're coming here because of those reasons, Georgia's for you. If you're coming here because you only really want to check and you want to get paid to play college football, Georgia might not be the place for you. So that's what it comes down to at the end of the day. And I think Kirby Smart is spot on in that approach. And that's why I think there has really been no downslope or there's been no fall off when it comes to Kirby being able to recruit, even in this new NIL age. Because, again, he is finding the right guys that fit this Georgia culture. He is not only finding the best players, but he's finding the best players that fit being a Georgia Bulldog. And that's just what it is. So good on Kirby Smart. That's why he right now is the best college football coach in all of the land. And not only is he the best college football coach right now, Nick Saban also said he was the best at something else. We'll let you hear from Nick Saban, the former Alabama head coach turned great analyst. He's been doing a great job, by the way, on the desk at SEC Media Days. We'll let you hear from Nick Saban giving some high praise to Kirby Smart. That's 5 minutes from now here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Happy Hump Day edition of the Hometown Take. We'll be back right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental assistants, dental workers out there making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS workers, UPS drivers, FedEx workers, FedEx drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to my guy, Nate, one of my rec league teammates. We had our second to last regular season game of the year. Wasn't a good outcome for us. Not going to get into it too much, you know. But shout out to my guy, Nate. Good game last night, Nate. He's a big listener to the Hometown Take, so I want to shout out one of my favorite teammates out there. But appreciate everybody tuning in, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. Been letting you hear a lot from Kirby Smart from SEC Media Days. We'll let you hear one from Carson Beck, too. But I do want to, before we get to Carson Beck, let you hear from Nick Saban giving some very high praise to Kirby Smart, because we all know Kirby, after Saban leaving, is currently the best coach in college football right now. I mean, there's no debate about it, right? Right? No. Kirby's the best coach in college football right now. However, Nick Saban, he was at the desk, obviously, on ESPN during SEC Media Days on their continued coverage. And Kirby Smart did join Nick Saban, Laura Rutledge, and the rest of the gang yesterday. And while Kirby was at the desk, Nick Saban gave Kirby some very, very high praise. Take a listen.
He's the best assistant coach we ever had, on defense especially, and seeing the big picture of the game. And, you know, Sark was probably one of the better offensive guys, but, you know, Lane, all these guys did a great job for us, and I appreciate that. You know, people always say, you hate to see these guys leave. Now, I'm happy for them to get an opportunity. Our players are happy. Our players were happy when Kirby had the opportunity to go to Georgia, because he did such a great job of helping them develop them, and he did a great job for us. You know that's their motivation, so you're happy to see it happen for him, and he's done a great job at Georgia.
Ooh, the best assistant coach Nick Saban has ever had, Kirby Smart. You love to hear that. And that just solidifies Kirby and just the guy he is. And obviously he learned a lot from Nick Saban, but Kirby is his own dude. Kirby is his own coach. And while obviously he took tips, pointers, and took a lot from what he learned during his time at Alabama with Nick Saban, he is putting in his own things as well, implementing his own philosophies and his own coaching style. So, look, that is just high praise from Nick Saban, and you absolutely love to hear that if you are a Georgia Bulldog fan, and it makes you, you know, like Nick Saban even a little bit more. So, shout out to Nick Saban giving Kirby Smart high praise, calling him, again, the best assistant coach he's ever had. And Nick ran through the list. Steve Sarkisian, Lane Kiffin. Like, he's had a lot of good assistants, but no better than our guy now for the Georgia Bulldogs, Kirby Smart. Okay, Carson Beck also spoke to the media yesterday, and we all expected Carson Beck to stick around, right? I mean, there was no huge, huge surprise. I mean, there was maybe a little bit of, oh, well, maybe he could go to the NFL, but we knew with the quarterback class being what it was and being as heavy and as deep as it seemed to be this offseason, we kind of figured that Carson Beck, it would be in the best interest of Carson Beck to come back for himself too. So this upcoming season, he could be one of the more top quarterbacks. And we got to hear from Carson Beck yesterday, and he gave his own thoughts on why he chose to stick around and what he learned by sticking around, and what he has continued to learn by sticking around here at the University of Georgia. So here is Georgia quarterback Carson Beck on why he chose to stay with the Dogs this season.
Yeah, for me, obviously, this is my fifth year coming up. So being at the University of Georgia for 4.5 years now, you know, it's been a long journey, and it hasn't always been super easy. Those first 3 years were really tough, especially, you know, getting a little scrap time, you know, getting playing time, but it wasn't real playing time. But obviously, I knew that one day I was going to get that opportunity, and I think that's what helped me stay and, you know, helped me to continue to compete and try to get better each and every day and just keep progressing, because I knew when I got that opportunity, I just wanted to be ready. So once I did, you know, come out, finally get there, and I'm super excited.
There you have it. So it's just good to hear him, you know, understand where he was at. And look, him wanting to come back to Georgia is great, because he is, I think, undoubtedly, again, no real debate about it, the best quarterback not only coming back to the SEC, but the best quarterback in the nation now. I mean, he could very well be the number one overall draft pick. Possibly. depending on how he plays this year. I think that is, there's no, I don't think there should be any shock value to me saying that. I don't think that's a hot take. I just think that's just what it could be. Now, I'm not saying he's a lock at this moment in time. He still has to go out there, perform, have a really good final season here at Georgia, but he definitely could be that first overall draft pick, not only because what he does on the field, but what he does off the field as well, and the type of leader that he is. And Kirby Smart, this last one I'll let you hear by Kirby Smart, he talked about what type of leader and the great leader that Carson Beck is. Take a listen.
Today, Carson Beck, Malachi Starks, Michael Williams, you know, Carson's parents, Tracy and Chris, done a wonderful job with him. He is a great example of college football. The day and age when you go somewhere and you jump school to school, it's a popular trend. This kid stuck it out. He stuck it out now, and he didn't get the starting job in a tough moment when the starter went down, and he lost the starting job to Stetson Bennett the week of UAB game 2 years ago, and then said, you know what? I'm sticking with it. I'm going to persevere. I'm going to show resiliency, which is one of our core traits, and he did that. And he was able to monetize that value as well in form of NIL by staying and succeeding actually where his feet are. But he's a great leader for us. He's a great example of resiliency in college football. Please visit with him today as he's one of the leaders of our team.
And that just has to make Carson Beck feel so good, right? You have to feel really, really good, and your head coach is pumping you up and acknowledging the fact of that, you know, it may have been a hard decision for you to not just not go to the NFL draft last year, but just to stay in Georgia, stay at Georgia when you maybe could have been a starter somewhere else and probably could have been a starter somewhere else when, like Kirby pointed out there, when starter went down, Stetson Bennett had to step in, and Carson had an opportunity to get that job, but he lost it to Stetson. Carson could have left, could have tried to find greener pastures, but he stuck to it, stuck around, and now it's all coming back around, and Carson Beck definitely could be the number one overall pick, and right now he is the leader of this Georgia Bulldogs football team. So you love to see it, and you love to hear it from Kirby Smart and Carson Beck as well. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will wrap things up here on a hump day edition of the Hometown Take, and we will hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, we'll see what they got up for a hump day edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental assistants, dental workers out there making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS workers, UPS drivers, FedEx workers, FedEx drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to my guy, Nate, one of my rec league teammates. We had our second to last regular season game of the year. Wasn't a good outcome for us. Not going to get into it too much, you know, but shout out to my guy, Nate. Good game last night, Nate. He's a big listener to the Hometown Take, so I want to shout out one of my favorite teammates out there. But appreciate everybody tuning in, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, been letting you hear a lot from Kirby Smart from SEC Media Days. We'll let you hear one from Carson Beck, too. But I do want to, before we get to Carson Beck, let you hear from Nick Saban giving some very high praise to Kirby Smart, because we all know Kirby, after Saban leaving, is currently the best coach in college football right now. I mean, there's no debate about it, right? Right? No. Kirby's the best coach in college football right now. However, Nick Saban, he was at the desk, obviously, on ESPN during SEC Media Days on their continued coverage, and Kirby Smart did join Nick Saban, Laura Rutledge, and the rest of the gang yesterday, and, well, Kirby was at the desk. Nick Saban gave Kirby some very, very high praise. Take a listen.
He's the best assistant coach we ever had, on defense especially, and seeing the big picture of the game. And, you know, Sark was probably one of the better offensive guys, but, you know, Lane, all these guys did a great job for us, and I appreciate that. You know, people always say, you hate to see these guys leave. No, I'm happy for them to get an opportunity. Our players are happy. Our players were happy when Kirby had the opportunity to go to Georgia, because he did such a great job of helping them develop them, and he did a great job for us. You know that's their motivation, so you're happy to see it happen for him, and he's done a great job at Georgia.
Ooh, the best assistant coach Nick Saban has ever had, Kirby Smart. You love to hear that. And that just solidifies Kirby and just the guy he is. And obviously he learned a lot from Nick Saban, but Kirby is his own dude. Kirby is his own coach. And while obviously he took tips, pointers, and took a lot from what he learned during his time at Alabama with Nick Saban, he is putting in his own things as well, implementing his own philosophies and his own coaching style. So, look, that is just high praise from Nick Saban, and you absolutely love to hear that if you are a Georgia Bulldog fan, and it makes you, you know, like Nick Saban even a little bit more. So, shout out to Nick Saban, giving Kirby Smart high praise, calling him, again, the best assistant coach he's ever had. And Nick ran through the list. It's Steve Sarkisian, Lane Kiffin. Like, he's had a lot of good assistants, but no better than our guy now for the Georgia Bulldogs, Kirby Smart. Okay, Carson Beck also spoke to the media yesterday, and we all expected Carson Beck to stick around, right? I mean, there was no huge, huge surprise. I mean, there was maybe a little bit of, oh, well, maybe he could go to the NFL, but we knew with the quarterback class being what it was and being as heavy and as deep as it seemed to be this offseason, we kind of figured that Carson Beck, it would be in the best interest of Carson Beck to come back for himself too. So this upcoming season, he could be one of the more top quarterbacks. And we got to hear from Carson Beck yesterday, and he gave his own thoughts on why he chose to stick around and what he learned by sticking around and what he has continued to learn by sticking around here at the University of Georgia. So here is Georgia quarterback Carson Beck on why he chose to stay with the Dogs this season.
Yeah, for me, obviously, this is my fifth year coming up. So being at the University of Georgia for 4.5 years now, you know, it's been a long journey, and it hasn't always been super easy. Those first 3 years were really tough, especially, you know, getting a little scrap time, you know, getting playing time, but it wasn't real playing time. But obviously, I knew that one day I was going to get that opportunity, and I think that's what helped me stay and, you know, helped me to continue to compete and try to get better each and every day and just keep progressing, because I knew when I got that opportunity, I just wanted to be ready. So once I did, you know, come out, finally get there, and I'm super excited.
There you have it. So it's just good to hear him, you know, understand where he was at. And look, him wanting to come back to Georgia is great, because he is, I think, undoubtedly, again, no real debate about it, the best quarterback not only coming back to the SEC, but the best quarterback in the nation now. I mean, he could very well be the number one overall draft pick. Possibly. Depending on how he plays this year, I think that is, there's no, I don't think there should be any shock value to me saying that. I don't think that's a hot take. I just think that's just what it could be. Now, I'm not saying he's a lock at this moment in time. He still has to go out there, perform, have a really good final season here at Georgia, but he definitely could be that first overall draft pick, not only because what he does on the field, but what he does off the field as well, and the type of leader that he is. And Kirby Smart, this last one I'll let you hear by Kirby Smart, he talked about what type of leader and the great leader that Carson Beck is. Take a listen.
Today, Carson Beck, Malachi Starks, Michael Williams, you know, Carson's parents, Tracy and Chris, done a wonderful job with him. He is a great example of college football. The day and age when you go somewhere and you jump school to school, it's a popular trend. This kid stuck it out. He stuck it out now, and he didn't get the starting job in a tough moment when the starter went down, and he lost the starting job to Stetson Bennett the week of UAB game 2 years ago, and then said, you know what, I'm sticking with it. I'm going to persevere. I'm going to show resiliency, which is one of our core traits, and he did that. And he was able to monetize that value as well in form of NIL by staying and succeeding actually where his feet are. But he's a great leader for us. He's a great example of resiliency in college football. Please visit with him today as he's one of the leaders of our team.
And that just has to make Carson Beck feel so good, right? You have to feel really, really good, and your head coach is pumping you up and acknowledging the fact of that, you know, it may have been a hard decision for you to not just not go to the NFL draft last year, but just to stay in Georgia, stay at Georgia when you maybe could have been a starter somewhere else and probably could have been a starter somewhere else when, like Kirby pointed out there, when starter went down, Stetson Bennett had to step in, and Carson had an opportunity to get that job, but he lost it to Stetson. Carson could have left, could have tried to find greener pastures, but he stuck to it, stuck around, and now it's all coming back around, and Carson Beck definitely could be the number one overall pick, and right now he is the leader of this Georgia Bulldogs football team. So you love to see it, and you love to hear it from Kirby Smart and Carson Beck as well. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will wrap things up here on a Hump Day edition of the Hometown Take, and we will hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, we'll see what they got up for a hump day edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.